Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to this week's Look Ahead podcast. This is Mike Ball, also of Marion, Massachusetts, and Harumph. This should be maybe a short show. I just had an idea. I'm tracking down some guests, but I didn't want to do that this week, so... Hang on a second. One of my speakers is behaving badly. Okay. So anyway, I was just thinking about candidates. And people are talking about Liz Warren for president and Hillary Clinton for president, and then there's the entire bunch of buffoons, starting with Ted Cruz over on the Republican side. But, well, neither here nor there. I was thinking, when I'm looking at all the stuff about Liz Warren, whom I do not want to run for president, maybe never, but certainly not coming up in 2016. She is our U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, and we think she's wonderful. My wife campaigned like crazy for her. We donated for her. As people here who follow me at Left Ahead or Marion, Massachusetts know, I do my best not to donate to candidates, certainly not locally. Anybody that I might have on as a guest, I try not to donate to. And I did have her on when she was running for Liz Warren when she was running for Senate. But I felt that was a step up above Massachusetts, so we did donate. And my wife campaigned very hard for her, so that's my disclaimer. We think she's done a wonderful job as senator. And for a variety of reasons, we'd like her to stay right there for right now. And my own idea is that she has set the tone for the rest of the Senate. There is a long-term cliche and stereotype that you become a new senator and you can't do anything for, maybe the first 6 years, your first term. You may be able to get a little speech. You may be able to ride on to some of their experienced senators' bills, or you may show a little bit and... otherwise, you sit down and shut up, and you just campaign and make sure that you have money to run for re-election. And she wasn't about to do that. She stepped down from a high-paid Harvard job, much higher paid than her senatorial job, to do this. And she came in wired, and she had very specific things she wanted to do. And not only did she start doing those things and get them accomplished and passing the bills, and getting people wired up and getting on the right committees and getting stuff done. But the rest of the senators who sit there year after year, term after term, and do nothing look like the total slugs they are. I'm hoping that she's going to set a tone in a way that the other senators are simply too embarrassed not to do good stuff. So if there's nothing else that Elizabeth Warren accomplishes, getting other people to do things is plenty. I mean, that's a lifetime of accomplishments. If she changes the tenor of the Senate in a way that they aren't just rich guys who sit around and think about, how can I raise more money or how can I spend more time on vacation? She doesn't do that. She came in with very specific ideas and very specific ways to accomplish what she wanted, and she is relentless. So I think she ought to stay right where she is. Now, there are a lot of people who are afraid of Hillary Clinton and don't want her in there. Some Democrats think that she can't win because she's too abrasive, maybe? I don't know. She had too much baggage from accusations back when she and her husband were in Arkansas and when he was governor, and then when he was the president and she was first lady, and then she was secretary of state, and they're all saying, this and that. And, they got a problem with women in general, I guess. My problem with Hillary is that she's far too much of a hawk. I think she is like John Kennedy and loving the military, and I think she ought to get off that, and I don't think she can. I think it's in her nature. So she is she believes that the way you show your power is to wield the gun, and I think that's the wrong thing to do. So that makes me uncomfortable, but that would be the norm for whoever the Republican nominee is going to be would be much the same, or maybe even worse. So I don't see that as being the underlying point. But I think much like with Barack Obama coming in, people can say, I don't care about what his race is. I'll get... Yes, they do. Yeah, you know, it's clear that there's so many people, and some of them actually admitted to me face to face, they don't like the idea of a black president. So, okay. But I think, his serving 8 years is going to make a difference, much like John Kennedy starting his term and being the first Catholic president made a difference. Maybe one day we'll actually have a Jewish president or a Jewish woman president, or, there are things we can do. We don't have to be all Episcopalian men, which was the norm for the longest time in the United States. So people go on and on, and now the thing is, well, run, Liz, run. They think that Elizabeth Warren, because she has been such a fireball in the Senate, that she ought to become the president. And then you see the complaints in the media, even MSNBC, but all the conservative media and the commenters on the websites, and the lots of people are just saying, oh, she's too inexperienced. Look what happened with Barack Obama. Well, let's look what happened with Barack Obama. He came in and he wasn't experienced. He was just a senator. He wasn't experienced enough to run it. And somehow they think that being a governor is going to make you a better president, and we've seen far too many terrible presidents who were governors. And that really doesn't cut it. And Barack Obama, and he came in, and it was rough, and he had to fight with Congress, and they didn't want to do what he wanted to do. And he came in with some big ideas and specific ideas, and it was tough. To his detriment, he did not really push the way he should. He didn't go in and close Guantanamo, for example, immediately. He didn't stop, don't ask, don't tell immediately. There are a lot of things he could have done. He could have reversed any number of homophobic laws. He could have done lots of things, but he didn't do that. He was trying to play the game, and he was doing what our governor, Deval Patrick, does, or did, governor who just left, trying to make a compromise. Everything, people can get along. Can't we just get along? Well, in the main, we can't necessarily just get along. So Deval Patrick and his good friend, Barack Obama, stumbled around on that, and they didn't do all that good a job in that sense. They tried to compromise with everybody, but there is no compromise with, right-wing Republicans. Their idea of compromise is you give them exactly what they want and step down and say nothing, and that's a compromise. And it isn't, of course. That's craziness. That's capitulation. So Obama finally got the hang of it, and then he came in with getting some legislation done, and then he got the Affordable Care Act, which was a conservative and Republican idea, and the Republicans fought it like crazy as soon as the black guy said, let's do this. But a lot of presidents have tried it. For over 50 years, presidents tried that, and people came in. Well, John Kennedy was one of those who came in, and he was going to do health care for all Americans, and he failed at that too. So, but it was, one president after another failed, but Barack Obama got it done. And the Affordable Care Act has turned out to work beautifully, and the Republicans are trying to twist and turn and get all kinds of ways to say it's awful. But they told us it was going to ruin the economy, it was going to destroy the health insurers and other providers, and everything they said was going to happen, and people weren't going to enroll in it. If they didn't enroll, they couldn't afford it. Everything that they said was going to happen terrible didn't happen, and all the good stuff happened. And it's like kind of like same-sex marriage. All the Chicken Little prophecies of doom and terror didn't come true. It wasn't the case. But Barack Obama got that stuff done, and that's because he came in with the big ideas and eventually got around to chasing them. And so then I'm looking at all this stuff about Elizabeth Warren. People are saying Elizabeth Warren, and half of them say she isn't accomplished enough to do anything, so she can't possibly do it. But I'm looking at them saying, the presidents who did anything cool did their best when they came in with big ideas and got it done. So it's Elizabeth Warren has big ideas, and her big ideas are specific, which is the great part about it. So I think that she is exactly the person who can do this, and she is. She would be a good president, but I don't want her to run. I don't want that to happen. So people are just saying all these terrible things about how incompetent she would be. But I think that the big difference is what we have with our incompetent presidents are the ones who don't have any good ideas, who don't have any big ideas, who don't come in looking for things. And I was you know, going back to that, is that really true? And I went back to look at things, starting out with Truman, you know, Harry Truman. I always start with about Franklin Roosevelt. He did come in with big ideas, New Deal. Now, his was, you know, he came in after Hoover and the Great Depression, in the middle of the Great Depression, and it was terrible. He did come in. He was elected, he campaigned on, and he won on the New Deal. Let's get Americans back to work. Let's reverse the collapse of the economy. And that's what he did. And he came in with big, specific ideas, and it worked. Harry Truman, on the other hand, you know, did terrible things. And he bombed Japan, started the Korean War. He did start the civil rights reforms. He did that. But he didn't really campaign in the manner of Roosevelt. He didn't have his big ideas, and he was elected basically because he was Roosevelt's vice president. He didn't do that kind of stuff. And Eisenhower came in, and he campaigned on reactionary things. He was anti-communist. He wanted a war in Korea, and he said he was going to do something about government corruption. So he was anti-this. He was anti-Korea, anti-red. Anti-corruption, but he didn't have any real good ideas to build anything. I mean, he didn't come into his own until he left the presidency, and he warned us against the military-industrial complex, and at the same time, he started his crazy talk about the domino theory, which ruined our foreign policy for the longest time. I mean, Truman, they signed the CETO treaty that got us into Vietnam, but Eisenhower's crazy, paranoid domino theory led the march for the longest time. And then John Kennedy stumbled around in his campaign for the longest time, and he finally clicked when he came up with some good ideas. He gave a speech where he coined the term and the concepts of the new frontier, where he was kind of vague, though. They were ideas, big ideas, but they weren't specific. He was halfway there. And he, you know, he stumbled around at the beginning of his presidency, almost until the time he was assassinated. He did start the space race, really, in full with the Apollo program. But you know, he was a hawk, and he got us into all kinds of misadventures, and you know, Bay of Pigs and Vietnam, expanded Vietnam, which then Lyndon Johnson picked up on, because Johnson was cool on the other things. He did campaign on big ideas and specific ideas, and he was for civil rights. He enacted the civil rights that John Kennedy talked about. Johnson made it happen. Johnson made immigration reform happen. It was the first big immigration reform in my lifetime, and he started the war on poverty. All those kinds of things, big ideas, specific ideas. And poor old Richard Nixon came in, and he was stumbling around, and there wasn't an incumbent to fight against, but he did come in and say he was going to end the war in Vietnam, which he did, in fairness. And he did get us into relations with China, so he was pretty good about that. And he did do an ABM treaty, but he didn't campaign on those things. He didn't campaign on them, and he didn't excite people with the big ideas and specific ideas. He ended up doing the right things when he got in there, which hurts me to say it, but it is true. And poor Gerald Ford, he became president only because Nixon resigned, but he was a capon president. He was impotent. He gave the powers of the presidency to Congress and led us into a terrible economy. So he wasn't, but he didn't campaign on big ideas. He wasn't one of those at all. And poor Jimmy Carter. You know, he came in there and he was a good Boy Scout and a good Eagle Scout and a good Christian. He believed in truth and open government, and he believed in and he did the peace accords, and he did a lot of great things. He got us out of our Panama involvement, which we had no business being in anyway. But he did things, and then he got caught in everything. The Congress hated him, and many of the other politicians in Washington hated him because he was the outsider. He came in, he campaigned as an outsider, and that may not have been the smartest thing to do because the rest of Washington fought him for the rest of the time he was in there. So he got in, and he had to fight, and then he got in, and there was the oil crisis and the hostage crisis, and the economy started stagflation, and he got caught on that. And Jimmy's heart was right, but he was the wrong guy and came in the wrong way, and he never could do it, which is sort of a shame because, honestly, you know, he, along there with Jefferson and Wilson, were probably our smartest presidents, just in raw intelligence. But Carter wasn't as politically savvy as, he all but the dumbest of them, which is sort of a shame. And then we had Ronald Reagan, and he didn't come in with his great ideas. He campaigned on being not Jimmy Carter, basically. So there wasn't a president there. He wasn't going to be Jimmy Carter, so that's all people really wanted for him. So he got in there, and he did some things, but it was, he campaigned on not being the existing one. And then coming up after that, the first George Bush campaigned again on not being somebody. He was not going to be Bob Dole, so there was no president there to go against, but he was Bob Dole was tarred with being a tax flip flopper, and so Reagan got to say no new taxes, which is not exactly a big idea and not exactly a specific thing. And he flip flopped on that once he got in, but nevertheless, he campaigned again on not being Bob Dole, which he wasn't. And then Bill Clinton campaigned on being a new centrist. Basically, he was kind of a right leaning Democrat, so that got a lot of Democrats who had been leaning Republican to go back to the Democratic Party, and he managed. But there again, that wasn't the big idea. It wasn't the specific idea. So he struggled in that one. He did win it, and he did get reelected, but he struggled on that, and he came in saying, "Well, I'm not like that George Bush who did end up raising taxes, even when he broke his promise to you." But then he said, "I'm really not as pinko as most Democrats, so you elect me," and the people did. And then George W. Bush campaigned on little ideas, but he promised all kinds of silly things. He's going to lower the taxes. And then he was going to be kind of like Ronald Reagan. And, Reaganomics is probably the worst thing that's happened to our economy since the Hoover era. And, the idea of trickle-down economics, all these crazy things that don't work. It's almost like a Randist libertarian fantasy. And just, crazy stuff. But people like the simple-minded things, but he didn't come in with big ideas, and he didn't come in with specifics, and he was a disaster as a president, both internationally and domestically. But again, no big ideas and no specifics. So Barack Obama, on the other hand, did come in with big ideas and specifics, and didn't go out right after them. He wasted his first term not going after them, and he waited till there was Republican-controlled Congress pretty much until he got into it. So I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, if I could have a choice, I would like to have a couple of Liz Warrens. I want one in the Senate because she does such a great job, both for us in Massachusetts and inspiring the other senators, shaming the other senators. And she gives you the roadmap of how to do things. is you clarify what you do, figure out with reason and data, and come in with the real stuff and don't jive me. And that's the way she does things. So I think that's wonderful. So I would like to see two of those, and one of them should be president. Unfortunately, I don't believe Hillary Clinton is capable of doing that kind of thing. I don't think she's as smart as Warren, and she certainly hasn't analyzed and come up with an agenda the way that Elizabeth Warren has. But it's amazing to watch to see how many people are afraid of the change and afraid of the specificity of Elizabeth Warren. And I think we're probably several elections away before we get that kind of power. And we have that sort of choice, which is kind of a shame. I understand, you know, there are times when my life when I think, okay, I've had enough change. I think I just want things to be stable now. But that led us to, you know, the disasters of like the Ronald Reagans and the W. Bushes. So I think we should get over that. If we ever have that feeling, just remember where it leads to, and let's not do that. Okay, well, that's my rant for today. So look at leftahead.com, and I'll let you know when I get my guests signed up, and you can see who else is coming on. So thanks for listening. Bye.